Today is April 30th. Thanks for praying with us. We begin today reflecting on the suffering of the Apostle Paul. The risen Lord tells Ananias in the scripture passage we're about to hear that Paul will face sufferings. Some 30 years later, in his second letter to the Corinthians, Paul recounted some of the sufferings he had experienced since his conversion. 5 times at the hands of the Jews I received 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I passed the night and day on the deep. On frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my own race, dangers from Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers at sea, dangers among false brothers. In toil and hardship, through many sleepless nights, through hunger and thirst, through frequent fastings, through cold and exposure. And apart from these things, there is the daily pressure upon me of my anxiety for all the churches. Let's hear now the passage from Acts that refers to Paul. Go, for this man is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before Gentiles, kings, and Israelites, and I will show him what he will have to suffer for my name. Acts chapter 9, verses 15 and 16. The literal translation of a chosen instrument of mine is a chosen vessel. Paul would later write to the Corinthians, "We hold this treasure in earthen vessels, that the extraordinary power may be of God and not from us." Paul would never be accused of lacking self-confidence, but he knew the source of all his strength was God, not himself. He was an instrument in God's hands, not an independent wonder worker. The Lord tells Ananias of his future plans for Paul, to carry my name before Gentiles, kings, and Israelites. In the remaining 19 chapters of Acts, Luke will describe Paul carrying out this program point by point. He will preach to the Gentiles. Paul will even call himself an apostle of the Gentiles. He will preach to King Agrippa. He will preach to the Israelites in their synagogues. When Ananias initially voiced his objections to the Lord, he said that Paul had come to Damascus to imprison all who call upon your name. The Lord now tells Ananias that Paul will bravely endure sufferings for my name. Indeed he will, and in the end, he will be martyred. We're not out looking for suffering, but we know Paul was willing to die for what is right and true. Am I? Spend some quiet time with the Lord.